It's 26 past six on breakfast. Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
And one of those wonderful moments in sport yesterday, Warwick, Afghanistan has won its first ever World Cup game.
Beating another side that was going for its first win at also Scotland. I've got to say, I watched this game. It was just terrific. And I didn't know who to barrack for in the finish. But I think I'm happy that Afghanistan got there in the end. And what an end it was, Fran. The last over, the last man in, and five runs needed. And a guy by the name of Shapoor Zadran is now a hero in Afghanistan. He's a big, strapping fast bowler with a whopping mane of dark hair. He'd taken four wickets earlier on. And there he was facing up to this last over. And he was a bit lucky. He got a fully on leg stump and he was able to work it through for four and then took off on one of those big aeroplane runs. You know how they put their hands out and run around? I think his teammates who wanted to congratulate him had to sprint like Usain Bolt to catch him. But a great moment. And look, I've just looked at some of the photos on the web, and apparently in all over Afghanistan there are people riding around on motorbikes flying the Afghani flag in celebration of this win. So yeah, a good result for the game, a good result for Afghanistan. Cricket was the winner for him.
And that's a great image though, isn't it? And makes you sort of love something like the World Cup, to think that in a country like Afghanistan, which has so many problems, there they are running around the streets cheering about their cricket team. It's terrific.
Well, the Cricket Federation was only formed 2 decades ago, and it wasn't formed in Afghanistan. It was in a refugee village in Pakistan. There were so many Afghanis living there, and they had a look at this game of cricket, and the Pakistanis played and took it up, and look at what they've done now. And it does, and I've said this before, and if I sound like a broken record, I'm not apologising, it does make a mockery of this idea of getting rid of the so-called minnows from the next World Cup. To have been robbed of a moment like this again, it just seems wrong to me.
Meanwhile, the rugby league season, it was officially launched yesterday. Even the theme song for this year has been caught up in the cocaine crisis. It keeps happening with rugby league, doesn't it? Their launches get derailed by some scandal or other.
You can't kill rugby league, but gee, they try. Those inside the game do try. Now, the reason the song is Let Me Entertain You is the theme song for this year. It's sung by a British singer by the name of Robbie Williams, who has self-confessed to a dreadful problem with cocaine in his past. There was also a suggestion yesterday of another song, Fran, when the players are going in, these players who've been summoned to appear before the Queensland Corporate Crime and Corruption Commission, whatever it is, the QCCC, they shouldn't get the normal warning. They should just get this lines from another song, She Don't Lie, She Don't Lie, She Don't Lie, Cocaine.
All right.
No, look, it's still there. There were television cameras camped outside, as they use that, to use that term, the house of a former Brisbane star yesterday, thinking that sooner or later he's going to be embroiled in all of this. So as much as they tried to put on a good face on it yesterday, it's hard to go away. There was the iconic picture, all the captains in front of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, Fran, and lots of things like that, and lots of strong talk about, oh, this won't derail the season. You know, we're all focusing on the game. We can't wait for the season to start. But it's bubbling away, no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, lucky for them, when the footy does start, it is a positive distraction, which is great. Talking about football in AFL, Collingwood's made a smashing start to this year.
Well, look, the black and white Nuffies, they need everything they can, Fran. They didn't make the finals last year for the first time in 9 seasons, and Nathan Buckley knows how it all works at Collingwood. You've got to give them something to hope for. So a good win over a depleted Hawthorn, the reigning premier, no less, at the wonderful old York Park in Launceston. In the end, 7 goals in the last quarter really finished off the Hawks. But it has to be said also, the AFL is embroiled in this cocaine thing as well, and Rodney Eade, the Gold Coast Suns coach, had to go on the telly last night and says despite all the accusations and so on, he knows nothing about any cocaine use at the Gold Coast, and until he's presented with facts, they can't act on rumours, Fran.
All right, thanks very much, Warwick. Talk to you again at 7:30.
Good on you.
Warwick Hadfield.